Hong91.1, hong91.com.au is where you can nominate your teacher for Apple for a Teacher. Nominations just opened yesterday and we're already getting heaps streaming in. And remember, after nine, you can actually score yourself a family pass to Sea Life Mooloolaba just for nominating, which is really cool. And we managed to track down my primary school principal, who was also my teacher.
Yeah.
And we had a really small class. So we went there when I was in year five. There was only eight or so year five students, and then there was four or so year six students.
So where'd you go?
Composite class. So yeah. It was a little school on the north coast of New South Wales. Mm. Teeny tiny class. And I remember vividly going there for the first day and, you know, being really excited, meeting new students and that sort of thing. And yeah, Mr. Gillespie was always... He's like Harold Bishop, like, yep. Big smile, or you feel like you could just give him a big hug. But we've managed to track him down.
He joins us now, and level with us, Mr. Gillespie. What did she get in trouble for? What was she naughty for? Surely there's something.
No, I can't remember any specific thing that she was in trouble for.
Really?
She was just a keen student, a happy, keen student. She was part of my class. I had years five and six and possibly some year four students in the class. Mm-hmm. And the actual year five that she was in, as far as I recall, there were eight students in year five that year.
Teeny tiny.
And for me, in year six, eight, and they were the last, that was the last class that I actually taught because I went to a bigger school as a non-teaching principal. Mm. So that made them pretty special. But Narissa was a very keen student, very keen.
So, Mr. Gillespie, there's no truth to the rumour then that you left that school because of Narissa Pace?
Oh, that would make a good story with the team.
You're not denying it.
No, she was a very good all-round student.
Okay, stop. My head's swelling. Stop it.
What was she like in the sporting arena? Was she much of a sports star?
Yes, she was. She was very athletic. As I recall, she was a keen netballer and played well. The kids, because they were basically all country kids, and they were very active. And I don't think she did as well in swimming as in the other,
okay.
You know, as in athletics and other sort of game sports. But she was, certainly she quite excelled as an athlete and, had good...
Mr. Gillespie, I got to ask you, though, who was responsible for educating her in mathematics?
In mathematics. Okay.
Oh, it went downhill after primary school with the mathematics.
Yes. She handled the primary school mathematics well.
There you go.
Well, she stayed at that level, it would seem.
Pretty much.
Yes, but English was certainly her forte.
Okay, and, still is.
Still is, and it was a bit of a family thing that ran in her family.
Now, actually. Mr. G, is there anything you need to tell us regarding Narissa's stance on the school uniform?
Oh.
Well, I think that was something pretty special about Narissa because there was a bit of a movement to change the uniform to allow the girls to wear shorts.
I remember!
It was a bit of a controversy within the school community.
Right.
Nothing that caused any big splits, but Narissa took a very firm stance on behalf of the students.
I find that very hard to believe.
She wrote a letter to me.
Did I?
She was quite forthright. Yes, she did. and she also, discussed the matter with me.
That's very diplomatic words. Very diplomatic.
We've seen photos of Narissa looking like a boy in her early stages of school, so she wanted the shorts to continue the trend.
Absolutely.
Clearly.
Yes. Well, it's just that they thought that they were much better for all of the sport that they were playing.
Yeah.
The cartwheels.
That's hilarious. Mr. Gillespie, it's been an absolute pleasure to chat to you this morning and quite enlightening as well, walking down memory lane. But thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thank you, Narissa, and thank you, Sam, and good luck with what you're doing in promoting teachers. That's wonderful.
Thanks, okay. Mr. G. Have a great day.
Can I mention, Narissa,
yes.
That you went on to high school and you became the girls' school captain of a very large high school.
I didn't know that.
That is something worthy of mention, Sam.
All right, Noel, take it on board. Thank you, Mr. G.
Good on you. Thanks, Sam.
See you, mate. What an absolute legend, Mr. G. You know, wonder you turned out all right, Pace.
Thanks, man. Yeah. But make sure you nominate your teachers. If you know someone like this Mr. G who had such a big impact in your life.
What a dude.
Hot91.com.au, all the details. We'll catch up with Taz in the Hot Rod next.
Across the Sunshine Coast, there's more than 80 primary schools and more than 500 primary school teachers. People dedicated to giving our kids the tools, knowledge and life skills to set them up for the future. Hot 91 Sam and Narissa are out to reward one of these teachers, plus their entire class. Hot 91.1's Apple for the Teacher. Nominate your bestest teacher now at hot91.com.au. The Sunshine Coast's Apple for the Teacher. For Sea Life Mooloolaba. More things to see.